Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavar is here. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We'll soon celebrate his 15th anniversary as a member of our great group, the Brain Trust. And he is the chief home officer. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, including Home Office Know-How, and he is our good friend, Jeffrey Zavar. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, sir.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
I can see that. It's like a dream come, like you're living the dream, right, Jeff?
You know what? I roll for every other Thursday. It is just a beautiful thing. It's what gets, you know, like I used to say, or I read in a bathroom at a sports bar once, beer is what gets me out of bed in the afternoon. You know, Jim, it's what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff.
Every other Thursday.
Folks, you got to be careful what you say to this guy. You never
there
know
you
where
go.
We're going. Hey, what are you watching that's trending out there now? I hate to use that Twitter term. By the way, you know, talking about Twitter, I won't get us off on that. That's another whole other story.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you seeing out there? What's trending in your mind out there? What are you seeing that we need to learn from these days?
Well, what's trending in my mind is a dark and scary place, so we'll avoid that one for the moment. But you know what? I was thinking about what small business owners, what big business owners do, and what small business owners do, and how the similarities come together, and what we can learn from how they act. So I happened to do a search in preparation of today. I had an idea in my mind.
You prepared? Wow!
Matt, you should see my notes. My crib notes.
I'm so impressed.
I feel like an attorney at a deposition. My pages, my yellow pad goes on and on and on. Not that I have any experience of attorneys and depositions, of course, but I was thinking about, you know, some of the acquisitions that companies make that you say, that's really out of the blue. What in the world are they doing? So I decided, you know, who's really been at the forefront of acquisitions, and in the news at least, that we've seen, and Google has got to be one of the top-tier organizations that's done that. And I did a quick search. There's actually a Wikipedia page, on the list of mergers and acquisitions by Google.
Wow.
And it dates back to about 2001. And it dates to January of this year, January 26th of 2014, has 143 acquisitions. Everything from artificial intelligence to they did a big play for $3.2 billion just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, on this company Nest that does home automation. They do computer controls. They do voice recognition.
They sort bought of a dynamic bunch of mobile stuff.
A bunch of mobile. They spent almost $1 billion on a GPS navigation company out of Israel. So
they bought YouTube.
They bought YouTube. I mean, look at what they've done. And you know, and we're looking at companies that are very entrenched in the business, the back end experience, as well as something like YouTube that they just said consumers are glomming onto this service. We got to own it. Okay, so and they were smart in doing so. But what it made me think about was, you know, we don't have to go out and spend $3.2 billion on a home automation company.
Thank you, exactly.
My accountant would like his jaw would hit the floor. But it makes me think about what can we do, what should we be doing to plan. As Wayne Gretzky said, his success was not going where the puck is, it's going where the puck will be. How can we plan by going where our customer, in the age of the customer, where he or she will be, as business unfolds in the days, weeks, months, and years ahead? And
this,
I think it's a really important thing for us to look at.
And this is perfectly aligned with my obsession over the last 3 or 4 years with getting small business owners to realize that they're CEOs, the chief executive officers of their company.
Right.
And that's what the chief executive officer does, what you just said, deciding where the company's going to be a year or five from now.
Right.
And I wrote an article not too long ago, the title of which and the subject of which was, do you know where your company is going?
Right.
And that's what you've got. That's what you got to be thinking about. I mean, while you're delivering product today and making payroll this Friday, you've got somebody in your organization has got to be thinking about Where are you going to be a year from now or 5 years from now? And what will you be selling? Who are those customers who are going to want that? And what will the world look like when you're there? You've got to use some foresight. There's a whole chapter in my book at the end about you being the futurist.
Right.
And so you've got to be able to do that. And you're so right, Jeff. And it has nothing to do. It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with acquisitions. It's that when the lesson to learn from Google to me, Jeff, is that the Google boys are looking out there saying, okay, we don't know where we're going, but we're probably going to need stuff like that. Let's go get it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And maybe for a small business, it would be, I don't exactly know where we're going to be 3 years from now, but it's probably going to be associated with that. Let's learn more about that.
Right, right.
Maybe the money we spend is not acquiring something physical, but we spend money learning about something.
Right.
We send somebody to a seminar. We take a course. We take a subscription. We talk to somebody who's doing that. Whatever. What do you think?
Well, it's vital that we do that, and it's very, very easy to get caught up in the COO role of your business and just running the shop, and or the CFO. I mean, if we're small business owners, we wear all the CXO hats, as they call them. So, you know, we might be the marketing guy, we might be the finance guy, we might be the operations guy, but we got to be the visionary. We got to be the CIO, the chief innovation officer, and we have to be sort of the chief visionary of the company. And it may, as you're saying, it may not be that you're researching something for tomorrow, because I see my competition's doing this now. I got to do this now. You know, what are the trends pointing to for where your company is going to be in years to come? It's like being a John Nesbitt from Megatrends, but seeing the megatrends for your business or your industry, or even not your industry. What's, you know, as we're fond of saying, you know, what's ancillary or tangential to what you do, but will absolutely affect your business. Do you think that Google in 2001, when they started making these acquisitions, thought 15 years down the road or 13 years down the road that they're going to turn around and buy a GPS company, or they're going to buy robotics? I mean, they made a big spend in robotics over the past 6 months. And you know what? Who knows what they were thinking, but I'll bet you they said they didn't put it, you know, poo-poo it out of hand, as they say.
Right.
You know, kept the idea and the doors open. And that's the way we as business owners, especially as small business owners, but especially as the leaders of whatever our organization is, you know, whether it's a company of one or a company of 50, a company of 1,000, we have to be encouraged, you know, ourselves, we have to be the visionary, but encouraging that among our troops as well.
One thing to remember, folks, is you need to be doing more than one of these things that we're talking about. Whatever it is that you're looking at, you need to be following and tracking more than one of them, because some of them are going to be wrong. Even the Google boys made a pretty big acquisition a year or two ago that turned out to be a dud. So you gotta have more than one, your eye on more than one thing in the future. It's almost 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.